My name is Ketsia Aurelien, KETSIAAURELIEN. This is for Charles G. Logsten, CHARLES, middle initial G, last name LOGSTON. This patient was seen on November 3rd, 2022. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD has remained stable and is likely related to nephrosclerosis associated with type 2 diabetes. Hyperlipidemia, obesity, or hypertension, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome secondary to cardiomyopathy and AFib play a role, period. His most recent kidney functions reveal a BUN of 30 from 30, creatinine of 1.43 from 1.48, and a GFR of 54 from 52. There is no evidence of proteinuria, with urine protein to creatinine ratio of 140 milligrams, period. There is also no activity in the urinary sediment, period. The hyperuricemia plays a role in the CKD because it has remained uncontrolled over the past several months, period. The patient denies any symptoms period. He presents with bilateral lower extremity edema, 1+. However, this is due to the fact that he did not take his furosemide the day. He has not yet taken his furosemide because this is due to the fact that he has not yet taken his furosemide for today, period. We encourage him to decrease his overall fluid intake to 40 to 45 ounces in 24 hours and to decrease his sodium intake to about 2 grams in 24 hours. Continue with the current regimen, period. Number two, hyperuricemia with history of gout, period. He was prescribed allopurinol 300 milligrams. However, due to the side effects of nausea, he has not taken it, period. His uric acid level is 10.9 from 10.1. We advise him to take half a tablet of the allopurinol instead of the one tablet of 300 milligrams, period. If he cannot tolerate the half a tablet of 300 milligrams, which would be 150 milligrams, we will further decrease the dose of the allopurinol to 100 milligrams daily, period. We highly emphasize the importance of taking the medication to prevent further complications associated with hyperuricemia, such as crystallization of the blood vessels, kidney stones, and gouty arthritis, among others, period. We also discussed initiation of Krystexxa and provided the patient with information, period. However, due to his history of cardiovascular conditions, we will request a clearance from Dr. Parnassa, P-A-R-N-A-S-S-A, before initiation of the Krystexxa, period. The patient would greatly benefit from the Krystexxa if cleared to start it because it would eliminate the uric acid crystals from from his system, and thus improve his overall kidney function and prevent further complications with his cardiovascular system, period. Number three, obesity. With a BMI of 40, he has not lost any weight since the last visit and still weighs 295 pounds. He would benefit from weight loss benefit from weight loss by adopting a plant-based diet devoid of animal protein and processed foods, period. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 130 over 75. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, peripheral vascular disease without any evidence of ulcers, period. Next line. Hyperlipidemia, which has remained under control, continue with the current regimen. Next line, abdominal aortic aneurysm without rupture, which has remained stable. He follows with Dr. Avalos for management, period. Next line, cardiomyopathy / atrial fibrillation, period. He is status post pacemaker placement. And he follows with Dr. Parnassa, Parnassa, period. Pulmonary nodule, which was seen in the most recent CAT scan, dated 7/19/22. Period. The patient should follow up with his primary care provider for management. For management or a referral to a pulmonologist. Next line, we will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. Next line, type 2 diabetes mellitus, which has remained stable with A1C of 5.7% from 6.2%. And